Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Our situation is very different because I never wanted to move until we were engaged and I knew that he was committed. Not that an engagement ring.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it does mean commitment, but it doesn't, you know, solidify anything.
It's a symbol.
Yeah, it's a symbol, yeah. Right? But people break that
and
all
like,
the time.
You drop a lot of money on an engagement ring. It's like, oh, you're serious.
Yeah, yeah. I'm paying for you.
That's why I had
I
a minimum.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have to spend this much money in order for me to move.
It's like a down payment,
yeah,
right?
A dowry.
On having
like
a wife.
A dowry, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have
that's
to kill
a
bull.
That's a joke, guys. That's a joke.
Hey, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. It's a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71.
Let me tell you something about Studio 71, okay?
No,
they're
CastBox.
The bomb.
No, talk
but
about...
also, I'm going to talk about CastBox, okay? They happen to be the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android. You know what that means?
You can find all your favorite podcasts. Yeah, I do know what that means.
Oh, I was just going to say that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it's cool because you can listen
to Shit They Don't Tell You wherever you get your podcasts.
But we hope you'll give CastBox a shot because we think it's the best.
No, it's not the best. It is a best.
A best?
That's
as a noun?
That's the best one.
Oh my God. Let's just listen to this podcast.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Hello, welcome to the Shit That They Don't Tell You podcast. My name is Steve Green.
And I'm Nikki Limo.
And we're joined today by our very special guests, Chia Habde and
yes.
Timothy De Leghetto.
Yay!
They're personal friends. Everyone go easy on them. They're personal friends.
Yeah, right. And I'm Canadian, so I'm like real sensitive.
That's
be
true.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about that today because like now you're living here.
Yeah.
A Canadian in America.
Yeah,
and
I'm trying
all
to adapt.
That. Yeah.
It's a whole new
but there's a lot.
It's
a lot.
It's different.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we've known Tim for a long ass time. He's been on one of our previous episodes. You might know him from YouTube, YouTube.com/Timothy or YouTube.com/.
I had to write a personal email to get the Timothy.
You did?
Yeah. Like,
Didn't just get it for you?
No.
Oh, Maker got me Nikki.
Really?
Yeah.
No. I like literally just wrote somebody and was like, hey,
really?
No one's used this Timothy account for 3 years. Can I have it?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
Oh, maybe Maker got that idea from you doing that because that's what they
have
did
you had that one for years
Timothy
yeah
it's been a while.
Okay, gotcha.
It's been a while, just reroutes
because I remember you were always on Timothy De Leghetto too.
Mm-hmm. That's the OG.
There's so many channels, like
there's so many channels,
just Timothy. Mm. And okay. The Timothy De Leghetto is the vlog channel,
and then you have the vlogs, then you have the fashion one you used to do
back in the day.
Too many.
What was you did a fashion one?
I did a because kids were always asking me like where I shopped and like how I like, you know, wore my pants and shit like that. So I started a
how do you wear pants
no, these kids, man, I'm telling you, these kids, they were so clueless about everything. Like, it was literally like, dude, how do you tie your laces with these shoes? I'm like, do you like tuck in your blah, blah, blah? And do you do this? And I was like, all right. So I started a channel. It's called Tim's Bakery. And I was uploading pretty consistently for a while.
That's what Tim's Bakery was. Yeah. I never checked it out because I thought it was just baked goods or something.
No, no.
Go figure. That was your bad, apparently. Yeah.
You missed out. You could have learned how to tuck your pants.
Okay, that's shit. I still don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, Tim's Bakery I was doing pretty consistently for a few years. It was even like Maker got like a little branded thing. I was doing like a Foot Locker sponsored sneaker show and shit. Yeah.
I remember that.
But it got so annoying. That channel got really annoying because it was literally like kids asking me advice, like because they didn't know how to dress. And then every video I put up, they were like, "This fool dresses like he's 14. It was like all these super critical comments.
Oh,
I was like,
God, you guys are annoying. Never please
or
anyone.
You should do this instead. I hate when you like post something the way that you like to do it, and they're like, "Oh no, try it like this." Yeah. And you're like, "No, I don't fucking like to do it like
this."
Yeah,
it's like, "Hey, you started a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
how about?"
Yeah. Exactly. It's the worst.
I kind of retired that one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to address some questions that some of our listeners have asked us that we personally can't answer.
Okay.
And the two questions that we get asked a lot that we can't answer are, one, how do you make a long-distance relationship work? Because you guys have done it and done so successfully.
Your success story.
For 8 years.
Which is very rare.
Yeah, it's
which is crazy.
True.
Crazy.
Like 7 years. We'll be officially together for 8 years in this September.
Mm-hmm. And we were doing the distance for about 7 years.
And they are married recently, newlyweds.
Moved in together.
And not just long distance, man, but like, what's the plane hours? It's
at
like
a different
6 hours
country.
On a plane?
It's like, yeah. It's like
they had to go to customs for each other.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Yeah. No, we really did. Well, here's the thing, like, because whenever I let people believe that she was from Toronto for the longest time, and you know, LA to Toronto is like a straight shot usually.
Oh, yeah.
But,
like 6 hours maybe.
Yeah, like, a New York flight.
Yeah.
But she's actually from Regina,
Saskatchewan. I did not make up that city name. That is what it's called.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Legendary.
Regina, Saskatchewan.
Sounds like you're rejecting someone's vagina.
Regina. Is the subtitle for the city? We know.
Yeah, we know.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it's
the city that rhymes with fun.
Yeah, right.
They say that, and they also say, "Keep your vagina clean."
Yeah, like there's billboards of it, like
really?
In the city. Yeah,
at least they have a good sense of humor.
Yeah,
though.
You have.
I mean,
to.
I thought it was a joke when I first was going to visit her because I had a show in Calgary. And a lady was like, "What are you doing after your show?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go visit this chick I'm talking to in Regina," because that's how it's spelled, Regina. And she's like, "Oh, you're going to Regina?" I was like, "Nice, good one, good one." And then I'm at the airport, like, you know, and it's like, "Last call for Regina." I was like, "Oh shit, damn."
Wait, so where is that in relation to Toronto?
So Toronto, it's probably like a 3-hour flight. So I always tell people, if you think of where Montana is or like North Dakota, you just go there and go straight up.
Yeah, it's right above Montana.
So so you not only had to go to a different country, but also take a transfer flight?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was always a connector. It was never straight.
Because
it's never
such
straight
a small city.
Regina.
Yeah. There's never like a direct ever. Mm-hmm. So, but travel time is like 6 hours.
Jesus.
Yeah, 6.5.
Well, it's like maybe like a 3-hour flight to either Denver or Vancouver.
Yeah.
And then there's like a 2-hour layover usually and like another 3 hours. Yeah. So it was like a full ass day of traveling.
How often did you see each other?
For like long distance, we always say often. So like once every 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, like 5 weeks was the max, you know.
And when did you guys decide that like, hey, we could actually try to make this work? Because did it start as like maybe like a fling or like you're just talking to each other, or was it like,
so here's how
we'll just take it all the way back
for people that are asking that are like, I kind of like this guy, we started dating, he's the best, but like
he lives here,
yeah,
what do we do,
would it ever work,
right?
What would you say to them?
So she had a friend that used to make YouTube videos all the time. This is way back. And I thought this girl was funny, you know. So I enjoyed her videos. I subscribed. We were subscribed to each other. And just, you know, through internet, we became friends on, like, MySpace, Facebook. And then eventually, you know, I was, like, single and I was creeping on Facebook. And I was like, who's your sexy-ass friend, you know? And she's like,
that would be me.
So that would be me. I gathered.
She's like, that's my friend Chia. So I just kind of put it out there. I was like, well, she's hot, you know? And then eventually...
Did you tell her parents the story? It's like, how'd you guys meet? I was like, who's your sexy-ass friend? I was like, oh, she's hot.
Yeah, but, you know,
that's my daughter you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, everyone knows you're hot. So,
which, by the way, if you're listening and you're not watching the video, you are drastically missing out right now.
Yeah, she's hot.
Make sure you guys tune into the YouTube video.
This is the one to watch. Look at Chia. Just look and just stare at her.
Yeah, don't look at me. This is my bad side. We eventually, long story short, we started communicating on Facebook and then for a while, and we started texting, and then you know, it got like flirty and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day,
we had a lot in common. Like, as we started talking, it's kind of like, oh, you're kind of like me.
Mm-hmm. You guys are both, I just picture the text conversation, just a bunch of eggplant emojis. Just back and forth. Eggplant, yeah. Question mark? Or like, eggplant,
well, like, why are you sending me eggplants? So then I had a show in Toronto, and she had family in Toronto, so we like planned to meet up, and like we really just kind of clicked, and
that was like the first time we got to be together without, you know, like a lot of other people around. And after Toronto, we like hung out, went to his show, went to the after party. And I remember after Toronto, this is like, I don't even know what year this is, 2000 and...
So 2010.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we started dating 2011?
Officially, yeah.
Yeah, okay. 2010.
Okay. And wow, that's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. So after Toronto, he was leaving to go wherever, and I was going back home, and I was like, is this it? Like, I kind of like you. He likes me, but it's like I live here. He lives there. I was also like 22 or something, so like young, not in the mindset.
You
like,
look 22 now, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks. I wasn't in the mindset of being like, I'm going to take on this long-distance relationship. So for the year from when we met in Toronto in 2010 until 2011, it was kind of like...
It was almost like an open relationship type situation, because I mean, we knew that we liked each other. We knew that we were visiting each other every other month or every month or whatever. But I also like, I think neither of us was in a relationship mindset. You know what I'm saying? Because I was kind of I wasn't in the mood for another relationship.
Yeah, because you had a relationship that was kind of public.
Yeah, yeah. It was like all over YouTube, you know, and I was kind of like...
You needed a slut phase. You needed to have a slut phase.
And I needed to hoe it up a little bit. Yeah, I definitely had that phase. Yeah, so
that hoey year was like the year where we were trying to like, what is this? Like, I don't know. So...
That's when Steve came along for me, too, when I was trying to go through my slut phase.
Yeah.
I ruined it for
him. Right in the very beginning. And I never got a slut phase, but I had like a 9-day slut phase.
Yeah, that's true.
Jesus. I went right from my last relationship into Nikki. I was literally inside Nikki in 9 days. Yeah. It's fucking insane. It's
so funny. Still the rebound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember feeling like, you know, up until Chia, I used to say, like, I would never get into a long-distance relationship. I felt like I could never do that, right? Mm-hmm. But then after... we really hit it off, I felt like I should at least try, or else I would like just regret it forever. You know what I'm saying? I would always just look back and be like, man, that was the one that got away.
Totally.
You know? So we tried and it worked out.
Yeah.
You know, it was difficult in the beginning, because people were like, yo, how did you do that? Yeah. Wasn't it difficult? And for sure there were a few months where we spent, you know, we were crying at the airport and a lot of just sad text messages and sad calls. And then after a while, I think we kind of got into like a rhythm, you know what I'm saying? Where we, because she worked so much, she used to have her own spa, like nail salon.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And I was always just shooting and traveling, doing shows and stuff. So it was like, it kind of worked out better for us, because she could just work for 3 weeks. I would just shoot and shoot for 3 weeks. And then it was like, I would have a week where I would take no meetings. I told everybody I'm not going to shoot. I'm not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. She would like, you know, take no clients for a week. And we just kind of enjoy each other's company.
That's such a perfect scenario, because it really is. Both of you were so busy and both of you were your own bosses.
Yeah.
So you could just control your schedule.
And that's how we were able to see each other like once a month. Because if you think of people who like have a job where you like have a boss, and you can't take a week off every month.
That's so true.
It doesn't exist. I mean, I don't know how many weeks of vacation like people in the U.S. get, but typically in Canada, it's like 3 to 4
we
weeks.
We get half a day.
You get typically. Half a day.
We
like to work here, yeah.
And I think you have to be working full-time. There's all this criteria. Like, you'd be working full-time, you have to save up vacation days, like it's all this stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that scheduling totally, like,
it worked
plays a huge
role. In our favor.
I mean,
I
tell the kids all the time that ask us, when they're like, how do you do long distance? I'm like, aside from the fact that we were both really independent people, we also, you know, had money, and we were able to leave whenever we wanted, you know? Like, that's one of the main things. It's like, if, let's say, you were in, you know, like, Taiwan, and I could only go see you every, like, 6 months, I don't know if I would have been able to do that.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, Canada's far, but it was doable. Mm-hmm. You
but
know?
That's like how Leonardo DiCaprio can make, like, relationships with Brazilian supermodels work.
Yeah. Fuck it, what do you got? More money and more time.
He's like, I could take the yacht, that'll take 18 days, I'll take a jet, I'll take a Gulfstream, I'll see you tonight. Yeah. Like, exactly. Jesus.
And Gio, was it your first long-distance relationship, too?
It was my first long-distance relationship,
so what was going
sure.
through your head? Like,
I can remember having that year of just like, what are we? As that year as I was getting like sick of this like back and forth, what are we? I kind of not really gave Tim like an ultimatum. I was like,
yo, she gave me an ultimatum.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Yeah. Dude.
And this was cool. This is one of the moments where I was like, whoa, she's so dope.
Because I was cool. Like I was fine with this like back and forth, but I was
you are cool though.
Well,
you are.
Yeah.
You're
talking
about that cool. She's
fucking cool.
Like, she's the coolest energy, man.
Thank you,
just
guys.
She really is like the
Let me tell you how
girl.
Dope she is. And this is I cite this like the specific day as so like not only did I realize she was so dope, but also I was like, okay, I need to get my shit together.
Yeah.
So one day she called me and she's like, hey, you know what? She's like, I'm thinking. She's like, I can't do this anymore. She's like, either like, you know, we got to figure this
and
out.
And was this out of the blue? Were you guys fighting or anything?
No, we weren't fighting.
Okay.
She was like, you know, we were doing our thing. You know,
it was just the realization that I couldn't do this forever.
So great. It didn't come out of emotion, like an impulse emotion,
like
a fight.
I was very like level-headed. Yeah. It's like either we are moving forward together or we're just not. Like, and, what
well,
is this?
And she was also like, okay, so what is it? It's like, is it going to be me or is it going to be like, you know, these hoes, you know? And I was like, shit. Because I wasn't ready.
This hoe or
dude,
these hoes?
And that's kind of Tim's. That was like Tim's brand too.
Right.
This, oh, yeah.
I know. It definitely was. Yeah, especially when everyone knew I was single, I could kind of like do any type of content I wanted. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that was definitely my brand, so I could take it there, you know? Mm-hmm. And so she hit me one day. She's like, okay, is it going to be me? Or is it going to be these hoes? Like, what is it? You know, she's like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. And I was like, shit. And I didn't know what to do because I knew I wasn't ready for a full-on commitment yet, right? And then as I'm kind of like shitting myself, like, oh, what am I going to do? she hit me up the next day. She's like, you know what? I apologize. I take it back. And I'm like, but what do you mean? And she's like, you know what? I was thinking about it. It's not fair of me to ask this of you. Like, it's not your fault we're long distance. It's not your fault we're fresh out of relationships. She's like, if I force you to do something you're not ready for, it's not going to work out anyways. She's like, so take your time. And then let me know when you're ready. I was like, holy shit.
God, I'm so smart.
Wow. You like self-counseled yourself.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, wow, she's amazing. I need to get my shit together. So it's like maybe like a few months later, I was like, okay, let me lock this down before she gets sick of my shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, that's so clutch because like if you try to force something out of someone that doesn't really want to change, they might change outwardly, but inwardly they resent you or like it builds over time or they start, you know, doing shady shit. But the way you did it is like you're like, hey, you know what? I might fly away, so it's up to you, but like you can do your own
you
thing.
You introduce subject, and then you stand back and let him figure it out.
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly.
That's so great.
And that, so that
that's how we became official.
Yeah, because eventually I was like, okay, let me hurry
up. Step it up.
Let me step it up, get before she gets sick of my shit, you know, and I was like, okay, let's like officially be my girlfriend, you know?
Yeah.
And I was going to say, in terms of long distance, because you said she kind of was like, hey, I might fly away, you know, I might not, like, that is important in terms of trusting each other in a long distance relationship because it's easy to get paranoid.
Totally.
Yeah. Right?
Especially I think that's the number one thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Like that for me, it would honestly be the number one thing. Like, because if I'm texting you and you're not texting back and like, I'm pretty independent, I do my own stuff, but like, there comes a point where it's been like 12 hours, he still hasn't texted back. Now, and you could be doing anything. You could be working later.
Yeah.
You could be, something could be like an emergency situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or it could be that you're out like fucking other girls. I don't know. Right. Like, I have no idea. So.
Well, and that's the thing is like,
and
you don't
my mind
have...
goes to the worst case scenario. Yeah. Which I don't know which worse, like you being in a hospital or you fucking fucking around.
Equally
but I'm
terrible.
Like,
fucking
yeah.
The nurse. Equally,
yeah, fucking the nurse.
The nurse.
While you were in a coma, I don't care.
But I love the shit where it's like, I couldn't get a hold of you. I thought you died. And I'm like, come on, man. You didn't think I fucking died. You're fucking using
no,
this shit as a wedge to
if
reach
I ever
my
said
emotions.
That, it would be the code would be like the translation would be you better have died.
Yeah. Right, no, that is what it means.
If you're lucky. Yeah. If you're lucky.
Well, I always tell people, I'm like, whenever people used to hit me, like, aren't you afraid that she's cheating on you out there in Canada? I'm like, you know what? Honestly, Chia's so smart. And I've said this a billion times on my own shit. I'm like, Chia's so smart. She could be cheating on me 10 minutes away. I would never know. So why would I freak myself out about that?
That's right. So true. That's
like,
a great mindset.
But it's like people think that, of course, it's easier when you're long distance because you can't physically see each other. Right. But it's like people cheat when you live with someone in their own bed.
That's so true.
Right? So like that doesn't really matter.
It's the person that you're with.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But the number, when it comes to long distance relationships, trust is 100.
Was there ever, were there ever like a time where like you're just like so, where you're like lonely and you're like, I have time off, but he doesn't have time off or vice versa?
You know what?
And it's just like.
For me, no. For me, no. Like I love just doing my own thing and being by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Tim is the same way too.
Yeah, right? Same. I think because we both, I mean, when I moved out, I moved straight into like just living by myself and mm-hmm. she did the same thing, you know. Yeah. I think we both kind of just liked that. So we both got used to it. I mean, there are definitely certain days where I was like, damn, I wish I could be like, hey, just meet me for a pizza after this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? Or if I'm like PMSing, I'm like, oh, I just wish you could cuddle me, you know?
Those are the times where I'm like, oh, why can't you just come over?
I know, but I'm not like that on a daily basis. So for me, it was fine to be away from him.
Well, also insecurity, I think, breeds suspicion.
Totally.
And you guys are very secure people.
Yeah,
for sure. I always tell the kids, too, when they ask, right? It's like, you can't be an insecure person and try to have a long-distance relationship. Because all it's going to do is, you know, your brain's gonna start to rot with all like the like just insecure thoughts and what ifs.
Yeah. What are you doing? Why are you not answering your phone? Yeah. You know, all of that.
And if you trust that person and mm-hmm. if you believe that they're the one or they're like, you know, it's real, what you guys have is real, then there shouldn't be that mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. like paranoia.
Yeah,
going
and
on.
Communication is like, oh yeah, is another huge.
Yeah, because even though some people don't want to be like, you know, I don't want to constantly check in and shit like that, but for a long distance relationship, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
It's like, this is where I'm going to be. This is what I'm doing, you know, so that person doesn't freak out for whatever reason.
And and there would be times where, like, if I'm working full time, like, with my clients back to back to back, like, sometimes I wouldn't message Tim for, like, 12 to 14 hours. But he knows I'm literally just working.
Yeah.
And I had the type of job where it's, like, my people's hands are in my hands.
Yeah.
So I can't, like, oh, hold on a
real
second.
Quick.
Hold your pinky nail there. Let me just answer this text.
Yeah. Not going to lie, I would be, like, if I'm gonna eat like some boiling crab or my hands will be messy, I'm like, hey, my hands are gonna be messy for like a couple hours. I'm not gonna be texting you.
Yeah, I was eating boiling crab for 12 hours. Get off my back.
What's boiling crab code for?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so because you guys were living apart for so long, you waited until you got married to actually move in together.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the second question that we get asked that we can't answer is thoughts on waiting until marriage to move in together. I personally am like, to me, it's the same as waiting to have sex until marriage, where mm-hmm. like I need to know that we're compatible before I lock it down in any sort of legal situation. But for you guys, you waited till marriage. Now you're moving in together. And it makes mm-hmm. sense because you had to actually immigrate to America in order to live together.
That's right.
Is there ever a time when you're like, oh, we were so used to being apart that being together is weird now?
We were going to have like a, hey, let's do a trial period of living together,
because
right?
Because I too was like, how do you know? How do I, for me, make this change from a different country to the U.S. when I don't know if I can like live with you?
Right, because the most we had spent together
was like a week.
Or two weeks tops.
Okay, because we went to Thailand for 1 week, Singapore for the second week.
Yeah.
So probably like 13 to 14 days was the most time we ever spent together.
Right. So we were going to do a little trial period. Like, hey, let's stay for like a month to see what happens. Right. And then one day she was just like, you know, babe, we're not going to break up. I'm like, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck it. Fine.
And also like that wasn't realistic for me because I was self-employed. I couldn't just take like a month off just to go and like see what this was like.
For
like,
experiment.
I have to fucking make
That's
money.
True.
Like
yeah.
I have bills too.
Yeah.
So it especially I feel like our situation is very different because I never wanted to move until we were engaged and I knew that he was committed. Not that an engagement ring.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it does mean commitment, but it doesn't, you know, solidify anything.
It's a symbol.
Yeah, it's a symbol, right? But people break that
and
all
like,
the time.
And, like, you drop a lot of money on an engagement ring. It's like, oh, you're serious.
Yeah, yeah. I'm paying for you.
That's why I had
I
a minimum.
Now.
Yeah. I'm like, you have to spend this much money in order for me to move.
It's like a down payment,
yeah,
right?
A dowry.
On having
like
a wife.
A dowry, yeah.
Exactly.
You don't have
that's
to
a joke.
Kill
that's
a bull.
Joke, guys.
You don't have to kill a bull or buffalo. Just get me what I want.
No, you know, I totally forgot that people were always like, why, you know, why hasn't she moved? Like, why is she waiting for you to propose? You know, people were kind of like weirded out by that. But then, you know, for me, you know, it made sense that it's like, okay, she's leaving her entire life basically to come be with me. I understand that she would kind of want some type of security mm-hmm. before she just uproots from me. Like, I get that. So I proposed, and then I made sure I bought a new house before she came down because it was like my condo.
I was like,
was kinda...
I cannot live in this condo.
It's been about a year now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, look, it's a great condo. It was filled with all my shit.
So this is the trade-off for her chill. She's very like organized within demand with her demands. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a businesswoman.
Yeah. Get shit done.
It's kind of facts.
It's
I mean,
if you want me to leave, like this condo has to go and get it.
It's very assertive.
Well, and here's the thing: she makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Everything she says is like it makes sense.
She's growing you up.
Yeah.
No, completely.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I mean, facts though, because I was living at home when we were first together.
True.
And I was like, you know what, maybe it's time for me. Let me get my own shit. Yeah. And then I got my own place, and then and then eventually, like, you know.
I mean, the condo was great. Not that I didn't like the condo. It was literally, Tim had his, like, 100% of his things in this condo, and it could not take anything else.
Oh.
So even if I came to stay for, like, I don't know, a week, I would, like, slowly leave, like, you know, like, underwear or whatever. Just, like, your basics, your leggings, some shoes. Even that, like, the condo, like, couldn't accommodate.
Oh, geez.
So I'm like, how could I physically move here? It doesn't make sense.
Well, plus, like, if you're going to integrate two lives together, you don't want, like, this house is already full of someone else's life.
Totally. Yeah.
It's like you're actually building a new life together in a new space.
When me and Nikki did that, we just threw all her shit out.
That's true. So I love living alone, too. I lived alone for 3 years. And I freaking loved it. I decorated the house exactly how I wanted,
wanted it.
Everything was exactly how I wanted it. And then when we moved in together, the only reason I went and moved in with it into his house, which was not a house at all, it was like literally a closet.
No. It was somebody's closet.
It was a one bedroom, but it was smaller than my studio. And so there was no dining room or anything like that. So I had to.
It was a post-breakup temporary living situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I was just like, I need a place now. And then the first place I went to, I was like, fine, done.
PBTL. Wow.
It was connected to a funeral home, first of all. It shared a wall with a funeral home. Secondly.
So there were crying people in the, every morning when I'm leaving, there are crying people just outside.
In the parking lot.
And I'm like, hey, man, can you get out of the way? Because I got to go to work.
Yeah.
So I'd be like head out the window, so like, hey, you got to get out of the middle of the road. And like, for them, it's the worst day of their life. Today, probably their husband, their wife, their fucking mom or dad.
Yeah.
Who knows? But I'm like, I'm like, look, I see this every day.
I don't like to like laugh so much.
You have to, because there's, first of all, it was called the Angelina Mortuary. So most of the families there were Mexican, and they're like 30 plus
huge
people.
Huge families, right?
Huge families of crying people, just like, and I'm like, look, I can't, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Lo siento.
The rest of his apartment looked like a serial killer lived there. Wow. Like, there was nothing. Like, just bare, like, nothing in the cabinets, like, nothing.
So funny. I mean, I believe that because, Steve, you said the other day, you're like, I could live in a cardboard box.
I could. I could live on a dirt road. I could, with like a fucking lamp plugged in somewhere.
So I'm just like visualizing like what this place would look like.
I'm just glad that he picked a place in the valley instead of Koreatown where he used to live. And the only reason he picked a place in the valley was because he thought him and his ex were going to get back together and she lived in the valley. So it was like,
this is my base of operations where I was going to be close enough to swoop in.
And then I swooped in. I was like, nope.
Okay. But, 9 days later.
Literally.
But the only reason we moved into his place was because he just signed the lease and I had been on my own for years. Mm. But I had to get rid of all my stuff and it was so heartbreaking.
Yeah. But how did you, like, so you just moved in with, like, nothing, just your clothes?
Basically. Yeah. I had to get rid of, I had a Papasan chair. I had, like, I kept one of my plants. Like, I had this tree that I'd had in every apartment since I was living in LA.
The Papasan chair was so covered in cat hair, I did you a favor.
You can literally wash it.
It was a nuts. Like, if you think my sweater right now is nuts because of cat hair,
hilarious.
Like, imagine you can't even see the black.
I would vacuum it.
How many cats do you have?
Two.
Oh, okay.
But, okay, the first one hardly ever shed, so I was like, sick. Like, this is pretty good. And then the second one sheds like a monster.
Yeah. Crazy.
Like, you
as you're
it
petting
up for 2 seconds,
you're taking cats off
like,
of him.
Become a cat. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. I'm so allergic to cats.
Really?
So allergic.
Are you allergic right now to Steve's sweater?
No, it's fine. I have to like touch them. If I touch them and then I touch like my body, then I'm fucked. But if there was a cat here and it didn't touch me, I'd be fine.
Really?
I mean, so I guess I'm not like so allergic.
You're like skin's allergic.
Yeah.
But not your sinuses or whatever.
Yeah. But I had a cat for years, Peaches. She was the best.
Peaches was so cool.
Had it for like 21 years. Literally 21
years. Oh my God.
Wait, how did you not get?
She was, well, because I was fine from like when she was 0 to like 16, and then as she got older, like something must have happened with her, like dander or something. It changed, and then I felt so awful because I'm like, Peaches, don't touch me. Like I can't touch you. But she like loved me so much. Like she loves her person and she wants to like snuggle. And I'm like, get away.
Cats are very like one person.
Yeah,
Peaches was cool, man.
Yeah, she was
like whenever she would be at work all day, like doing nails and shit, I would just be chilling at her house playing with Peaches, like fucking singing to Peaches and shit.
She was good stuff.
Ah man.
Oh Peaches.
Oh Peaches.
Yeah. Oh but yeah. So yeah, we can live together.
Yeah.
Cause
that's good news.
Well, you also have a dope spot, right? So like you have enough space for two people to live.
And that was important too, because knowing that we were both so used to living alone, right? I wanted to make sure we had a space where it's like we can get the fuck out of each other's faces if we needed to, you know?
So important.
Right. So like we totally have those days where she'll be like on one side of the house on her laptop. I'll be on the other side of the house on my laptop, and we just, you know, won't talk until it's like time to eat, you know, or like, fuck.
Jesus Christ. Okay, how's the actually real question? Has the sex changed since you guys started living together? Rather than like, because when you see each other once a month, I'm assuming like you have to fuck because it's like
your time is limited.
Exactly.
Your time is, so how no is time it? To waste.
Yeah.
How is it now? Do you fuck all the time, or do you, has the sex kind of like lightened up?
I mean, I feel it's the same.
No, it's lightened up, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She feels it's the same because it's once a month, and you feel it's gotten less.
Yeah, the same
because...
as once a month, though.
No, that's on. Well, that's on. It's the
maybe
same.
Maybe because it's like real life and like you're working.
Right,
because
that's. Well, that's the thing because when. Yeah, I guess. When I we guess. Only got the minimal
it's
visits.
It's like when you're on vacation versus
you,
like real life.
Yeah, you almost
you like
feel
binge
like.
Fuck.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so now it's more chill. You know, it's like, okay, you don't necessarily feel the need to get it in like that. It's like, okay, cool. We can relax.
Not
you know?
Urgent.
Yeah, and plus, like, just Tim falls asleep so early now.
You did that to me.
9:30. He used to be like such a nocturnal.
9:30, bro?
Check this out. I used to be up till like 3, 4 o'clock.
I love having couples
that's
on here.
Bullshitting, editing, doing stupid shit, right?
Yeah.
And then like, but now, so she falls asleep at like 9.
I'm a super grandma, like bedtime by like 9:30.
I'm 10.
Up,
yeah.
I love it. 10 at the latest.
Like, yeah.
Jesus. After, my like, grandma first... stays up later than you.
Yeah. Oh, man. I believe it.
I'm an old
you wake
soul.
Up early?
Yeah. Like 6:37.
Yeah.
So now after like, I want to say like a month of living together, like it would be like 9 o'clock and she'd be asleep and I'd be like just next to her on the laptop and I'm like, all right, I mean, I might as well. Now, so then it's like 11, and
but
I'm like,
nice?
Crawl into bed.
You have
I mean,
a good routine.
I don't mind. Yeah, it's cold.
That's a good routine.
but it's been so like after those first couple months, where I'm like, oh, I might as well go to sleep too. She's asleep, you know. I definitely. I'm conditioned a little bit now.
Yeah,
you know
now she's awake and like, why are we fucking? What the hell?
Dude, this is what women do to men. I'm convinced of this. Like, they grow us up. Because I'm a homeowner only because Nikki was like, I have to have a house. I have to have a house every fucking single day for like a year.
Yeah, I was on Redfin every fucking day looking at every single house.
Right.
Looking at the market, watching all the trends, going
subscribe
through everything,
to everything.
Saving all our money.
I would have never. I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, and Tim is the same way.
Well, I tell people whenever they're like, how's the marriage life? I'm like, you know what? It's pretty lit. Like, I'm sleeping more. I drink water.
I was gonna say, I make him
drink
water
too.
Now.
Yeah. Well, because you had a bunch of like,
especially because of kidney stones, I drink water now quite a bit.
So, a cool trick that I discovered is, is like to get him to drink water.
It's like, here's how I train my man.
Yeah. Is you get a water bottle, like a little one, just like a 16 ounce, and then you fill it and make him drink like 4 of them. You're like, okay, all I need is like 1 when you wake up,
right?
1 after your first meal, and then 2 for the rest of the day,
and then you're
good for the day.
Dude, that's so much water.
It is, but like if I make you chug it the first thing waking up, that's another trick for hydration.
Wow,
anyone struggling
you
with
sound
it?
Like my mom.
So I have a 28 ounce water bottle.
Oh, wow, you mean
and I make
business.
Myself. I go. I don't deserve coffee until I drink this entire
you're like
water
like
bottle.
A whole, like you're mentally just like
oh,
it's like
a system.
Army status.
Between her and the JK guys, I can't go anywhere and not have people be like, "Yo, drink some water right now." And I'm like, "Fuck."
That's true.
All right, we're gonna go on a break real quick, and then when we come back, we're gonna talk more about what it's like living together after marriage.
And we're going to also do our 10 best chia pet jokes.
Because, oh, wow.
You have heard a lot of those, I bet.
Not once.
Not a single
not
one.
Once.
So we're going to break her cherry when we come back from the break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
And we're back. And I have questions about living together after being married. Okay, so you both are used to living alone. Were you used to having like your own styles, and then like who controls the decorating now?
I do 100.
Yeah. Good. That's 100. How it should be.
All her, and I trust her 100%.
To me, do you get to decorate your own little area? Well, here's like your little office.
Here's kind of how it works.
Just a bunch of booties.
Well, no, there's definitely booties, and she understands that. She's bought me like a handful of booty lamps and shit before. But it works like this. Because here's the thing, I trust her 100%.
They glow.
They're so cool. You slap them and they change colors.
That's really
dope.
They're
so cool.
They're called slap it. Yeah. That's what they're called.
Awesome.
They change ethnicities.
They're like, ouch. Oh my God. So she has a degree in interior design. So that's one reason why I'm like, oh, okay. Cool, right? And also, we just have similar...
Wait, you do?
I do. Yeah.
You should brandish that and him like a weapon. I think I know what I'm doing. I have a degree in interior design.
So you were a nail tech, own a salon, and you have a degree in interior design?
I did the interior decorating before I did the nail stuff. Because I was like 19, and I'm like, I'm going to move away from Regina and go
no one leaves Regina.
I'm going to move out, go to a different city, do something cool. I'm like, what do I like? Oh, I like decorating. So I enrolled in this thing. I got my degree, diploma, whatever it is, I can't remember. And then
you're obviously very proud of it.
Yeah. And then I realized I'm a very selfish decorator. I don't like to decorate for other people unless your style is mine.
That's so true.
So if you're like, I love country and roosters, I'm like, yeah, no, that doesn't work for me. So that's why I knew I couldn't really pursue it as a business because you have so many different clients. Like, yeah, you can hone in to a specific person or type
of. You don't like it.
Right. So I'm like, yeah, this is cool, good to have. Education is like never a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And then I moved back to Regina. And then I went to school for aesthetics, and then I had the business, and that was it.
Dude, that's like Chip and Joanna Gaines, dude. We watch that shit because we're homeowners now.
Fucking love
What's
them.
That?
So it's like an
HGTV
show. She does
every house farmhouse style.
She does every fucking house the same style.
It's all modern farmhouse.
It's like
that would be
a Hadley show.
That would be me, yeah.
Yeah.
Only modern people.
She paints everyone's kitchen white no matter what. Even if they're
great.
Like, I really don't like a white kitchen. She's like, what do you think?
Right. And like, I used to be able to quote it just perfectly because every episode was the same. With the kitchen, I'm thinking like, we can paint the cabinets white and then put a fun backsplash and then like a specially curated island. Like
in the living room, we'll do shiplap. Fucking every time.
She
every
just says
single
it,
episode.
She just, for every
yeah,
person.
Yeah, for every
same.
Person. It changes their kitchen to look exactly the same every time.
Yep.
Yeah. I love that show and I love their line, Magnolia. Like, I fucking love it. I have like two of their books.
Wow.
But yeah.
If you listen to this podcast, you're 30.
No, she and I were actually talking about that. We were at Tim's birthday and we were talking to each other like the whole time because we have super similar interests.
Yeah, I looked over and I was like, aww.
Yeah.
We're bonding.
Yeah, they're gal power.
That's why originally I just asked her to be on the podcast alone because I think she's so chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I mean, that would have been. I was
she has a gold foil maker and I have a sticker maker and we want to combine our powers to make gold foil stickers.
Let me tell you something.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
You want to see. Taking her to Michael's is like taking her to Disneyland.
Dude, that's chick.
I call it Disneyland in my IG stories.
Oh my God. I call it the Disneyland fucking bookstore because it is the most boring shit on earth.
It's
other
the
than
best.
The fake fruit aisle, which
it.
Is the only way I can get through that place.
Right.
Because I go to the fake fruit and I squeeze it like their boobs or whatever. It's about the only thing I got in there.
You have to find entertainment somewhere.
No, I go with her and I push the cart and I zone out.
Yeah.
Like, dude, there's
be
so
in
much
for
to
hours.
Me too.
Hours.
If you ever need a person to go with,
girl.
Hit me up.
Yeah.
Although we both probably like going going alone because we're alone people.
It's like, don't talk to me.
Yeah, I'm like in my zone.
Michael's
right now.
Or a container store. She gets.
Oh my god! Yeah,
she was just so we were on a JK field trip, and this bitch goes in the container store for an hour and a half.
I lured everyone into. Like, we have to go, guys. It's so great. God. It's the best.
Like even if I don't need anything, you're just like, I could do this with this. I'm like, what do you think of this?
And
yeah, it's
and I honestly think it's too expensive there, but like I go it and is. Get ideas, and then I go on Amazon and buy it for cheaper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally. Also, we were talking
this
about plants.
This show brought to you by the container store.
Jesus. Send they want to sponsor us.
I mean, true. Tell you what, though, our cereal is super fresh.
Because it's in those fancy containers.
Do you guys have those? Dude, no, but because our pantry is a literal nightmare, like I need to have like a pantry space where I could put like those things in like jars and make it look all pretty. We don't have really a pantry at all. It's just a cabinet. And so everything's just piled on top of each other.
Girl, we can work on that.
Yeah, no, our pantry's pretty sweet. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's super organized, which is not me at all. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's why I kind of just trust her to like do everything pretty much. So in terms of like decorating my space and my office, because we are kind of currently putting my office together. She'd be like, hey, babe, what do you think of these this wardrobe I got for your office? I'm like, sweet. Works for me.
But to be fair, like I'm not like 100% like, no, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
I'm always like, do you like this or this?
Yeah, that's fair.
You know?
And she'll always ask me first and I'm like, and you know, and thank God we have similar tastes. I'm not like super picky with my furniture, but I do like the shit that she likes. We both have pretty like modern sensibilities in terms of the shit we like. So I'm like, cool, works for me.
I think that's what's up with me too, because like Nikki got me this pizza light, which is like a fucking neon pizza thing, and I'm like, this chick knows me, dude.
Yeah, right?
This is exactly what I
love.
I can
design for his style.
Yeah, and then now she just started dressing me and shit. Like, I love it. I love it.
I didn't know I could do that before. I didn't know that girlfriends and wives like had that power. And then a bunch of my girlfriends were like, because I didn't really have a lot of girlfriends before, and so. They're like, wait, you don't dress your man? And I'm like, no.
That's a
thing?
And
they're like, yeah, you should. You just tell them what to wear. You pick out clothes for them. And I'm like,
if
wait,
you leave it up to me, I'll just wear a graphic tee and jeans all every day, no matter what.
Yeah.
But she dresses me up in a better way where I'm like,
I did not dress him today, though. This is not my look.
Hey, you can't go wrong with a black hoodie.
Yeah, black hoodie.
Yeah, you did well today.
Thank you very much. I'm covered.
But usually he wears this green bomber jacket that I just bought him and this like maroon shirt.
Yeah, like I just start wearing it on my own, like a good boy. I try to be a good boy.
I'm like so happy. I'm like, oh my god, this is working.
Hilarious.
Dude, so you can never go wrong with an olive green bomber jacket.
Yeah.
Like, and I wanted to do that video you guys did with the dress each other for a week.
Yeah. You just
I
want to
do
that.
How's the views?
Oh, I haven't come out with a video yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But it's just what was hard about it was that playlist was in the middle of it. And so I wore everything like tight ass clothes and high heels through the airport.
Her butt could never breathe.
And a layover. But then when we actually got to playlist, the time difference was so bad that when I was waking up early, I couldn't just get into
it's
fucking
like
tight
3 pants. Hours.
Yeah.
Or
so
three?
It felt like
is
it was like 4 in the morning during my panel.
She's wearing heels
like,
at the airport. Like tall heels.
Because of you. God.
That's right. That's I was like, don't you fucking take them off.
They went all out. Like, he was telling her, like, do her hair a certain way, makeup and all that shit, too.
And she looked great.
No,
like,
no,
it was
did.
Awesome.
To fill everyone in, Steve and I are doing a video that might be out by the time this is out, but it was basically where Steve picks my outfits for a week and makeup and hair, but...
I just dressed her up like a Jersey Shore trash.
So it's funny because when we went to go do JK party, everyone's like, damn, Nikki, look at you, girl. Oh, you dressed up to
And I was like sweeping my shoulders like, hell yeah.
That's on me.
Yeah,
we could do that.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, that'd be a really fun idea.
Okay.
All right, cool. Fine.
Great.
Jeez, wow, are you fighting?
I hope that we did the video, but yours goes viral. That's what I hope. I hope yours goes viral, starts a trend, and we're just the pieces of shit in the corner.
I looked up the videos that are similar, and they're all like a year old. And I was like, well, whatever.
Yeah. Well, there was a Husband Buys My Outfits one that was pretty popular like a year or two ago. And we did that one, but that one's just like they go shopping for you. So the fun part's like at the mall, them trying to figure out like what clothes to buy.
Right.
And so I took him to Forever 21 and like watching him pick out outfits was pretty funny.
Especially then, Forever 21. It's overwhelming in there.
It is. There's too much shit in there.
And almost he knows too much.
It's too much. Yeah. And that was what was happening because he knows what kind of style he likes, but he doesn't know quite how to pick it out.
Right.
So I would model what he picked out after and then I'd pick out my own version of what I think he was trying to go for, and it was like 10 times better.
Right.
Shopping in Forever 21 is like shopping at 99 Ranch for me. Like, I'm like, I have no idea where to get this. Nikki sent me there the other day. I'm like, she's like, okay, find garlic fried, cucumbers.
No, fried garlic cucumber. No, it was separated with a comma. Fried garlic and cucumbers.
Okay, well, I was looking for fried garlic cucumber the whole time.
I walked up
to four employees who all hated me,
right,
and I'm like, hey, fried garlic cucumber, and they're like, I don't know, man. I don't know, bro. And I'm like, oh, goddamn it. And then I'm walking up and down the aisles, and it's all just Japanese, Chinese. Yeah. Like, they have Thai, right, every other language than English. But then you have to, like, read the barcodes. But then everything's so colorful that I'm trying to read the barcode, but then my eye keeps catching the colors of all the packages.
Because they're super colorful.
Yeah, and then I lose the barcodes. And I'm trying to walk each aisle. And there's, like, three tiers, right? So it's like, there's a top shelf, there's a medium shelf, there's a bottom shelf.
Yeah.
So on each shelf, I'm reading the barcode, scanning the aisle. I'm literally going like this with my finger, like tracking the fucking barcode so I don't lose my place. It took me 2 hours to find what I needed to get.
Fried garlic and then a space with a comma.
And by the end of it, I was basically like on my hands and knees, army crawling, like looking for water. I was like, hey, can anyone help me find the wasabi? And where was it? In the Indonesian food section. Oh, why? God. What the fuck are you talking about? That's not Indonesian food at all. They fucked up, not me.
I like, now that you mentioned it, I've never seen a white dude at the 99 Ranch Market before.
Right.
I've never seen that.
Dude, they looked at me like I was the golden god.
He's like,
or the golden,
the
white devil.
Yeah, or that too. But it was just shocking that I was there. It was like, what? It was like what happened when I got off the airport in Taiwan.
Right.
When I was in Taiwan, I step off the airport and they're looking at me like, holy shit, Jesus is back. He's here. And like some people were taking pictures of me just because I was a white guy. Yeah.
Maybe you're a monster though. Like not Jesus. Yeah. Like, oh my God, monsters are real.
No, but the way, because I've seen those movies where they see monsters. I've seen Godzilla movies and all these things, right? They look at those things like it's bad, right? They're like, oh shit, hands in the air like, oh shit. No, with me, they're looking at me like, whoa, that shit. Like I was a fucking walking, talking teddy bear.
Oh my God. Like you were Groot from
Exactly. Yeah. And I can talk. And they're like, what?
Wilo, that's the word, right? What country is that? Like, that's the word for white people. It's either
Wilo.
Yeah, Wilo. I think in
I've
China.
I've only heard gringo.
No, in China, it's like the word for white people is like Wilo.
Really?
It's either China, man, I don't know. One of the.
Sounds like white.
Is that what Benji told you?
No,
Is Benji Chinese?
Benji's Chinese.
It kind of sounds like why though.
Yeah.
Why is that guy here though?
Yeah. Is that a Wilo? Why though? He's dressed like a wino.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Wow.
Okay. That's funny. Going back to living together.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys have roommates before ever, or were you always alone? So how is it with like splitting up the housework and that kind of stuff, like how the logistics of living together?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That is a good question. I love to clean.
Mm.
I like to because I have some stuff for you to do. Then
yeah,
I'm thinking of your pantry. I'm like, I could help you.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That
could be a video.
Let's do it.
Because she's so organized, right? So we've kind of it's kind of just slowly kind of fallen into its own rhythm where, like, I know that she would appreciate if I did the dishes most of the time because, like, she's also...
Although I don't like the way he does dishes.
Dude, it's so silly.
Oh, my God, dude. That's what I'm saying.
No. Tim has, like, an extra step when he does the dishes.
Let's hear how Tim does it, and then I'll tell you how Steve's does it.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
It doesn't make sense to me.
It's just better.
Wait, let me hear Chia say it.
Okay. Okay, so there's two sinks.
Yes.
Okay. One sink has the crate where you like dry all the dishes, mm-hmm. and that stays there permanently. We don't ever take that out.
That's how my sink is.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're in the same boat.
Yeah.
In the other empty sink is where you like throw in your dirty dishes.
Yeah.
So
I like this girl.
Do you want to hear my way or Tim's way?
No, this is not normal.
These are all normal things.
Okay, well, we're just on the same page and we're establishing because some people.
That's like she's like, I put my doorknob in the middle of the door.
Listen, we're just setting it all up.
Yeah, we're setting it up. Okay. Because I've seen some people have the rack outside on the counter with a dish towel underneath and then they soak their dishes and then they use the other side to rinse it off. And that's not how I do it.
Right.
Okay.
Needs.
Okay.
Okay, wait. So we're hearing my way or Tim's way? way.
We're hearing why you your way and then why you don't like Tim's way.
Okay, so now we understand how the sinks are.
Yes.
Okay, so when I do dishes, I turn on the water into where the dirty dishes are.
Same.
And I just wash and rinse at the same time.
Yes.
And then once my dish is washed and rinsed, I move it over to the other side.
That's how I do it. And it dries. Even with okay? This.
No, some people don't do that.
They I wash it like a normal person. I put the plate under the water and I add soap. Now, is that normal? Okay.
Hey, not your turn.
Here's what Tim does. He puts the plate upside down.
Here's what Tim does. Now listen to this.
Okay, here's
And I'll tell you why it's better.
Okay, wait. I can't remember
if you take them all first and then you rinse them all together?
No, well, check this out. Well, here's what I do. Here's what I do.
Go ahead.
Mind you, there's a. These are all dirty dishes.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Some have lots of residue on them still, mm-hmm. okay? So what I do to preserve the sponge and keep it, like, free of food and shit, I will rinse them all first with a, just the you know, when you do the yeah. hard water? So I rinse all, like, the fucking loose particles off, put them here on this side, right?
Oh.
I do that first. Then I soap up my sponge. I bring them over here for the soaped up pile, and then I rinse into the rack.
But you put particles over there now from the first time.
No.
No, he blasted it off in the sink, bro.
I blasted it off into the dirty side.
Oh.
Yes. So then I take all, and then I, and so as I'm, I rinse, put on this
so
side.
So you're adding an extra step.
I think that's a great method.
Right.
Yeah.
He's going like here and then back.
Yeah. Do you guys not use a dishwasher?
We have a dishwasher, but
we have dishwasher, but it started fucking up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I feel like Steve's is worse.
Wow.
But
I couldn't even imagine it getting worse
than
Tim's.
I want to start it off that by saying that he has gotten a million trillion times better, and I'm so thankful that he helps with the dishes now, and he does it a way that I like it.
Okay.
But when we started, and this was after years, this has only happened after years, because when we started, we used to get in a lot of arguments about how to do the dishes,
right.
because he I'm like, felt
I'm not letting
very
her tell me how to do
it. He felt
dishes,
very
dude.
Insulted, very insulted.
No, same.
That I was yeah, it was like a point of pride, even though I'm pretty sure he was never taught how to wash a dish.
Mm.
So how here I do it like Chia does
okay.
it, right? First
yeah.
of all, so we've already established that.
Girls
here's how,
rule, boys
how,
drill.
Thank you. So Steve, now Steve is not even methodical like Tim. He takes the plate, he takes the soap, he dumps the soap onto the plate, each plate.
Oh, and clean
he,
plate, Chia, that's a clean plate, isn't it?
He takes the sponge, and he kind of flops it like this.
I brush it. I brush the plate.
Okay, wait.
And yeah. then he rinses all of the jelly soap off. Like, it's still gel. It's not even lathered. He never lathers. Just soap like this, swirling with the sponge.
I can't hear this anymore.
So that was what I was dealing with. And then okay. when I, like, tried not to laugh when I was like, that's not how you do it. He's like, I know how to wash a dish, okay? And I was like, can I just have your mom teach you, like, so you stop me saying it?
Now.
But he's like, my mom does it the same way.
Now that's tell wasteful. Us why you do that.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's not
so,
laughing.
Yeah,
he's stone face.
I never think while I do literally anything.
That's
kind of my
sure.
thing. You've known me for quite a while.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I do.
He just does.
I just do things.
He just does.
And
exactly.
then I figure it out later.
Wow.
So
that's why he gets lost driving everywhere. When he's wow. late to every single function, I bet he's been late to almost every single shoot
oh.
because he gets lost because he just gets
no,
lost.
No, he's been fine and punctual.
Thank you, Tim.
What?
I have
that's
been.
Not true.
We've only shot one skit together.
That's
but
true. That's
I used to have to change the call times and call the producer and be like, just change it to an hour earlier. just for Steve's call time.
I just get lost quite a bit. I don't quite know. Even like, okay, for perfect example, I've been working with my buddy Mike for years. Mm. I still get lost on the way to his place because I just fuck up on one or two things.
No, you're not. But you MapQuest as well. You Google
Map. I Google Maps. But dude, I swear
you,
to God, that
do you
shit fucks
space
me.
Too, right?
No, the Google Maps fucks me sometimes, man.
What?
It tells me to get off
what?
On this one, and then it wasn't that one, and then it changes to another one, and I'm
I mean,
like, what
I've,
the hell?
I've never really experienced that. My Google is always
maybe,
accurate.
Maybe
mine too.
Yeah.
Nikki kind of, has. That's bullshit. You experienced this shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's just trying to make. She's gaslighting the shit out of me, bro.
So wait, Google Maps. Yeah, that's true. But the Apple Maps has been working. Well for me.
Lately.
Yeah.
Okay, she made me uninstall Apple Maps from my phone.
Go back to defending why
yeah.
how you wash dishes
yeah.
like that.
Which is so wasteful.
He just
of soap,
said he just doesn't think. He's not trying
no,
to defend it.
No, but he
it.
Fought me hard for years, guys.
Wow.
For years.
I'm just, for me, I'm like, okay, I have a task that I have to accomplish. What is the easiest fucking way I can
yes!
go about doing this shit?
That's
how can I do this the easiest possible absolute
and the
way?
Most wasteful
right.
of soap
it was the most
ever.
Wasteful. Yeah. And then he'd be like, we're out of dish soap again. I'd be like, I just fucking bought it all yesterday.
I hear Tim's method, and I go, that's so much steps. It takes so much time.
Thank you.
Yeah. No. But I know what you're going for.
But our method's pretty efficient.
Because you're trying to preserve a sponge.
Yeah.
But okay. I don't even know how to think like that.
Look, I just feel like when you're getting – okay, so when you're washing your first batch, right, are you putting soapy sponge right onto foodie plate?
No, because what I do sometimes, if I know that there's a bowl that had spaghetti in it and it's a little bit crusty,
soak it.
I'll soak it.
Yep, that's what I do.
In the meantime, I'll go and wash like a fork.
That's exactly what I do.
It's kind of like you do this, you're multitasking.
So you have hot water, you fill it with hot water, you put it on the counter, and then you go about the other dishes. Then by the time that's done, all that spaghetti's coming
and
out.
And you just rinse
it out.
Again,
this is brought to you by the age 30. You are 30.
Let me tell you something.
Congratulations.
We just know how to multitask. Listen.
When you wipe your butt.
Listen, Linda.
Okay. Do you go straight to wet wipe, or do you do paper? Or do you do paper
wet
first?
Wipe?
Wet wipe.
I don't use wet wipes.
Okay, she uses wet wipes.
Do you guys not?
I don't.
Okay. I had a buddy who used to do wet wipes, and he was a man, and I always just found it very strange.
Well, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I can't poop, and I can't wait to talk about poop with you guys. I can't poop without using.
So you're not worried about swamp ass?
What is swamp ass?
Wait, you don't get swamp ass from wet wipes?
There's too much moisture.
No. Because then you could I do the paper towel first.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Same thing with dishes. I give it a pre-rinse first to get the actual shit off the dish
first. That's just wet wipe for the dish.
So it's like, that's what I'm saying. So imagine the food on the dish is the shit
that's
on your asshole.
Good analogy.
Okay, I imagine.
And then so you get a pre-rinse first.
Like a bidet.
Like a bidet. So you paper your asshole first, just like I'm rinsing the dish off first before I do the wet wipe, which is the sponge.
No, I'm sorry, but no.
Yeah.
Can you flush wet wipes?
One.
Yeah, you can do, depends what kind you have. They always say that one at a time.
Got it.
But if you get the kind, there are specific kinds that you're not supposed to flush at all. And if you do, it creates a whole thing.
I didn't know any of this.
But I mean, in Tim's defense, he washes, the dishes are sparkling clean.
Okay,
when he's done.
That's not how it was in this situation. Okay. A lot of soap, not a lot of clean dishes going
on. My buddy used to flush wet wipes.
And then he wouldn't change the way that he did it. He wouldn't change it because he was so adamant that I'll do it my way.
I'm a very stubborn person.
You do it your way.
My buddy used to flush wet wipes, not giving a fuck about the rule because he was a renter.
Oh God.
So then he'd just get his toilet fixed. So that just makes me
oh God, yeah.
Kick him out. Yep. Kick him out.
Yeah, there was some shit in England where it was there was a huge drain blockage in some sewage system because of everyone just flushing their wet wipes.
They had a gelatinous giant thing of wet wipes.
Monster came out of that sewer.
They had to pay city workers to blast it up.
Oh God, that's fucking awful. Hilarious.
Another note about being 30, how are those plants doing?
Amazing.
Oh man, they're so
our plants are
those
doing
our little babies.
The best.
Yeah.
So before turning 30, I never owned a plant.
Me neither.
Because
I had one plant
that traveled with you everywhere.
Did you? I did.
Yeah, that works.
Low maintenance.
Yeah.
Late 20s cactus.
Yeah.
Very low maintenance.
Yeah. Those are good ones. But I never had a plant before turning 30. And then once I turned 30, it was just I think I'm going to get a plant.
It honestly has been this way for every female friend I have that gets over the age of 30 and doesn't have kids yet.
Yeah.
It's like your body needs something to nurture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. And
I'm way more nurturing of our
plant. But doesn't your house feel a lot more
alive?
Yeah,
but you don't water it ever.
No.
You've never once watered the plants.
That's completely untrue.
Okay, when did you do it?
Do you remember that time you woke up and you were
one time. One time.
No. Let me tell you why now. Because she swears it needs to be on a weekly schedule, right?
Yeah.
And I'm and I would much rather pay attention and nurture my plant. Mm-hmm. I'll see it getting droopy. I'm like, our baby needs some water. She's like, no, babe. We're only supposed to water it once a week. Meanwhile, it's sitting there like this. Fucking dry and sad.
No.
And I'm like, no. And then that one day I saw it looking sad and she asked me if I watered it because she's like, oh, it's looking kind of perked up today. I'm like, yeah, because I'm paying attention.
Let me explain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With the specific plant he's talking about, if you overwater it, it can too droop.
Is it a fiddle leaf?
It's a peace lily, but I think they're
kind of lilies are the same, yeah.
Okay, so if you overwater it, it can react in a way that thinks that it's making you think it's thirsty.
Yeah.
So I was trying to differentiate if it's being too much water or if it needs more water. Mm-hmm. So now that she droops, I understand it's because she needs more water.
Tim,
oh, wait.
How come you don't do what I do, which is try to hide all the day just so she doesn't bother me? what is this shit
you're
doing?
I was about to give a tip on peace lilies because that thing plagued me for a long time.
Yeah.
And because I'd give it too much water. She's a special plant. Or not enough water.
Yeah.
And so what I realized, there's two plants in my house that are like this. So when they're droopy or whatever, you go to the sink and you have to completely soak it and then completely drain all the water out of it so that the soil
but our thing is like huge. Oh, it's like, yeah. She's a big.
Oh shit.
Like I can't even lift
Wait,
it.
Wait, so is it in like a pot or
it's like in a little thing in like a ceramic pot.
Okay,
so
cool.
I guess I could lift it.
Okay, so that's fine cuz then it's the water should be able to drain out. So you just have to make sure not to water it enough.
Just don't overwater your pea slowly, everybody.
So what I'm saying is the reason why I don't water it is because she's on this tight-knit schedule, which I feel often leaves our baby thirsty. So every once in a while, when I feel she's looking super thirsty, I'll sneak her a little bit of water.
You sneak it under the table. Yeah.
But the thing is, what you're doing could also be what's killing her.
Now she's drowning.
No. Like root rot is a thing.
Yeah, root rot
is a thing.
No, I only do it every once in a blue moon.
Okay, well that's fine. Like
that's what I'm saying.
But now that I understand how she works, because she's very different from like a cactus.
You have to understand
each plant is very different.
Yeah. I know, and I understood
their
her from day one. Is what
I'm
saying.
These are lessons for children.
I felt her calling out to me.
You have to nurture them differently.
Yeah, this is true.
Cool.
Then. And by the way, I can always find you, Steve. Like, you don't think you're
all sly. No, whatever, Nikki. I hear.
In front of the computer is not a good hiding spot.
I'm like, it's time to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Like I just about to get in trouble.
He's only in one spot ever. Or well, two True. Spots. Two either spots. In the bathroom or he's in front of the computer.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Those are the only two spots you will find Steve.
As you said, laptops. That's kind of the move. Yeah. That's kind of the current millennial thing.
What?
We all just hang out on our computers.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, make sure to go to classes and stuff. Like, I go to yoga classes.
Oh, that's it.
I go for runs around the neighborhood.
That's fun. That's
really
sick.
You know, get out and move my body a little bit.
Yeah. If I don't work out or, like, move my body, like, I start to get a headache, super sluggish.
I start convincing myself I'm sick, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. My body's like, oh, you must be sick. You're not moving your body.
Right.
I know.
Me and Tim are the hype mans now on the show.
Oh, yeah. That's why I love having couples on the show, because it's like the one perspective and then someone be like, nope.
I don't think
that's not how it goes.
But going back to wet wipes.
Yes.
I cannot poo without using a wet wipe. I just cannot. I've tried, like if I'm in like a public restroom and I don't have my wet wipes with me and then I have to poo, I'm just like, fuck.
You carry some purse ones?
Yeah,
I try to, but if I don't have them that day, I feel like there's still shit in my butt.
Really?
Have you ever gone to the sink and gotten toilet paper and just got that shit wet?
No.
Yeah, well, here's what I do, because I don't buy wet wipes regularly, but if I know I'm going to poop in public, here's what I'll do. I'll go and I'll grab paper towels, and I'll grab a wet pile and a dry pile for after the wipe. With the toilet paper, so I can go toilet paper, wet paper towel, dry paper towel.
Wait, you flush paper towels?
No.
Oh toilet paper?
The wet ones, yeah.
The wet ones,
because they're wet. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to throw them in there.
But do men's stalls have that little thing on the side where like the ladies put like tampons and panty liners?
Do you guys have trash cans?
No.
It's probably covered in piss too, so we don't really trust it.
Yeah, just soaked.
Yeah. I only go to the bathroom if I'm in public place. I only go at Nordstrom's.
Yeah.
That's so nice. Yeah.
That's
it,
dude.
Because head to toe.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's completely covered.
Yeah. Floor to ceiling.
Floor to ceiling.
Head to toe.
Yeah, head to toe.
Beautiful bathroom. Yeah. Oh, beautiful condition.
The bathrooms at the Grove.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're nice.
So nice.
Yeah. If I could, I'd only shit at the Grove.
Should they not tell you about all the public bathrooms in the world one by one? Let's
For
go.
Sure.
Should they not tell you? The one in Chicago.
Yeah.
Fucking
the
tight.
The O'Hare Airport.
Yes. Yeah, you know what I'm talking? The one that moves by itself. You know what I'm talking about?
Wait, what?
Okay, look.
Oh, the paper on the
thing? Yeah, the paper. After you sit, it goes. After you flush, whatever. So it's a paper that kind of comes out almost like a cave. It comes out of a little cave on the toilet seat, and then you flush, and it goes, and it changes. It's a new paper.
It's like the Jetsons.
The thing.
That's insanity.
Fun fact: Canadian public bathrooms don't have that protective little
no toilet seat covers.
At
Why?
All. I just don't know.
It's like I think I saw the one in like Vancouver had them or something like that. But like majority of public restrooms in Canada won't
Regina.
Have Regina won't have toilet seat covers.
It's very rare. If ever I saw it, I'd be like, whoa.
Are they disgusting?
I don't know what it is.
I don't know, man.
But maybe. That was my favorite thing about coming to the U.S. and like going to the public bathroom. Like, oh yeah, paper thing. Put it down.
I put
maybe
two down.
In Canada they clean the toilets like really regularly. Maybe. Like there's a person just waiting on standby.
I don't care.
Like, yeah. Clean it.
I don't care. I want separation.
Then you got to spend like another minute laying toilet paper down. And
yeah,
stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Well, with that being said, we are at the end of our podcast. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah,
guys,
we didn't get to talk about poop.
And you guys did
talk about poop.
Quite a bit
about
poop.
Yeah,
but you know what?
Go.
We got final thoughts, so go nuts.
I mean,
nuts.
I just think it's amazing that you guys don't poop or like
we don't poop at all.
Or fart around each other.
Yeah, poop at all.
Yeah.
Or like fart around each other. It blows my mind.
Do you like that we do that?
I no. don't understand it.
You don't understand it.
Yeah, because we are very a farty couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're also a very like.
Like, what do you do if you're like super gassy one night?
Well, I'm a good boy about it. Very good boy.
Yeah, what does that mean?
He would be the one. I'd never get gassy.
Ever.
No.
You're lying.
No, I swear. Like, I don't know what it is in my stomach. It would have to be like I have food poisoning or something, which I also have never had, knock on wood.
Crazy.
I never really get the flu either. So it's like, my stomach is really good at digesting things.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
I look at it like it's like I'm always on like a first date with her. And so it's like, would you do that on a first date? No. And dude, let me tell you something, man. Our love life and shit has only gotten more intense and dope.
Yeah. I mean,
because of the shit, I think.
I see your point.
It's so interesting to me. I definitely understand what you're saying, and I see why you do it.
But we love farting right now.
And you said the sex has declined.
You said there's been a drop off.
Well, I mean, now you know, we just wait until after the sex to fart, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
After sex farts, my favorite.
But do you do shit where you like fucking trap her head under and fart
on
her?
No, I don't do all that. We do fart on each other.
I mean, there was one time where like we peed together at the same time.
Oh, yeah. One time
we
were drunk. Coming home from a New Year's party, and she sat on the toilet to pee, and I peed in between her legs.
What?
That's impressive.
And her pees like merged. Like,
wow.
Right
there.
That's
impressive.
So cute.
Yeah, it was really cute.
Yeah,
it's adorable.
Sweet.
Tim, are you still wearing your shoes on the bath mats?
No. I stopped doing that. I stopped
Hate.
Doing that before we even like moved in together at all years ago.
Yeah, that's good.
I feel like I never.
I remember that from the Snapchats.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm like, oh hell no.
Well, shoes are just so dirty. And like you come out of your like bathtub clean, and then you step on this bath mat that's filled with like dog shit and
disgusting.
Piss and vomit. Like who knows what
disgusting.
You step in?
Dang, I never thought of it like that.
It's just filth.
Yeah. She got me like now. Even when I go to other people's houses, I'm like purposely like avoiding their like bath.
Not
mat
only
mats.
Bath mats, but like carpet, like rugs too. Like in your living room, I hate when people.
So we
step
take
on
our
that.
Shoes off for the living room.
Yeah, Asian shit, man. Come on.
Yeah.
99 Ranch.
What's your final thought, Tim?
My final thought is long distance is totally possible, kids. You know,
as long as you have trust.
Trust, communication. Time and money.
For sure.
Yeah. And you know, and I would say that if you're gonna try it out, then why not?
Yeah. Well, it's like if at the end of your life, what are you going to regret more? Not trying it out or trying it out for whatever, however long?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I always tell people if I hadn't tried it out, I would have regretted it for the rest of my life. And now we're married.
Your whole life would have been different.
Completely.
Yeah. You wouldn't have grown up.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
You probably would have still been at your parents'
house. I'd be in my condo.
You'd be in his condo.
I mean, you bought the condo because I was like, maybe you should.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of true, too.
There's a lot of Asian, like first-generation Asian kids that they still live with their parents. It's just kind of a thing.
Yeah,
my mom would gladly be having me there till I was, like, dead.
Yeah. So would mine, frankly.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Chia, you can have a final thought about poo.
It's just the best. I just love it. And wet wipes. Okay, I just can't. I don't know.
Just bring some just with you when you travel.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Steve?
My final thought is, I think that all relationships need trust, whether they're long distance or not. So if you don't got trust out there, if you're sitting in your car and listening to this, or if you're at the gym and you're listening to this, and you're like, damn, I don't have no trust in my relationship, you should probably reevaluate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my final thought is I don't think I could handle a long distance. But like Tim said, He never thought he could either. So maybe if I met Steve and he was in Regina, I would be like, oh shit, he's the one.
Right.
And I would make it happen. So go with your heart.
But I'm
really
a human idiot though too. Like I would have
that's
moved
for sure.
in
Did you hear
with
the dish
you
story?
Like immediately.
We heard.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I would have moved in with you right away. Aww. Like kind of how we did. I mean, we kind of got together and moved in 3 months.
Except for he rejected my first advance at moving in together.
That's true.
Oh, wow.
So soon. Yeah, well, it was 2 months in, and I was like, I'm kind of feeling it. Like, let's do this. And he's like, I don't know, you have baggage. And I was like, what baggage? And he's like, your cats.
I was just making shit up.
My cats are baggage?
Oh, my gosh, and you cried.
That's funny.
Yeah, I never brought it up again. I never, ever mentioned
that's
it again.
Hurtful.
And then,
that's
like,
hurtful.
A month later,
but
he's
then,
like
you were succeeded it. Then it like the plant grows in my fucking head until it comes out of my mouth, and I'm like, move in with me. You know what I mean? It only took a month.
And I was like, I don't want to anymore. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I did. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. Where can they find you?
You can find me on my blog, justpeachy.co, or my Instagram, chi_hapti.
Yeah, and you can just go to my youtube.com/Timothy and Instagram, Timothy De La Ghetto.
Yeah.
Woo.
And don't forget to check out the Container Store. They have very expensive selection that you can check out yourself.
Oh, and check out my new podcast, No Chaser.
Oh, yeah,
there you go.
We're going to be on soon.
Yeah.
With No Chasers, only alcohol.
We're going to be drinking on it. You'll see.
Yeah.
Glace
and subscribe and rate and all that stuff, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.